MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 13, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-60s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 8:28 p.m. Thomas St. Pierre has been unanimously approved by the City Council as Peabody's full-time building inspector. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that St. Pierre has been serving in an interim capacity and is the former building commissioner in Salem. An Amesbury man was arrested yesterday shortly after he robbed a Citizen Bank. The Newburyport Daily News reports that 65-year-old Matthew Taylor was taken into custody by Amesbury police after the 11:30 a.m. robbery, where he left the bank with just under $2,000. Will Massachusetts have a tax holiday weekend in August? The State House News Service reports in today's Salem News that the legislature faces a Thursday deadline to select an August weekend as this year's sales tax holiday. The holiday would exclude the 6.25% sales tax on retail items that sell for under $2,500. Legislators are also looking at additional tax relief for some Massachusetts residents. Tess McColgan, executive director of Discover Gloucester, explains how cities and towns can benefit from tourism in an unexpected way.
In the state of Massachusetts, the tax for lodging is 5.7%. So if you go to a Marriott hotel in Boston, you're going to pay 5.7%. If you go to Framingham and stay over, you're going to pay 5.7%. Mm-hmm. Any city or town has the ability to opt into what's called a local option on top of that. So for lodging, you can opt into an additional up to 6%. Mm. Places like Gloucester that invest in tourism through a DMO tend to opt into that full amount, and Gloucester has. So the city of Gloucester opts into that 6%, which means anybody staying over here is paying at least 11.7% on their tax on their overnight. Wow. 6%, that local option, comes right back to the city of Gloucester. So 5.7% goes back to the state, and of course some of that comes to us through natural means. It trickles down through, you know, the programming that's managed through their budget. But the 6% comes right back to our city. That's filling potholes, that's public health, that's schools, that's every public initiative that you could imagine at the city. So when we say tourism is important, and when we say we want heads in beds, our job is to focus on getting people to stay over so that the local economy is directly impacted and indirectly impacted. We're seeing people shopping, we're seeing people eating, we're seeing people staying over, and then we're seeing the benefit of that realized at the local level.
That's Discover Gloucester Executive Director Tess McColgan. And when does a sports story become a news story, too? Daily Item sports editor Joey Barrett writes on today's front page of the Daily Item that four golfers got holes in one on the eighth hole at Tedesco Country Club on Friday. Head golf pro Ryan Train said it was a special day. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rockies last night, 4-3 in extra innings. The two teams will resume their series tonight at Fenway Park. Monday in Division II boys lacrosse, it was Marblehead 13, Nauset 9. Marblehead now 21-0 on the season, heading into the Final Four. They will play Duxbury on Wednesday at 6:30 at Weymouth High School. Meanwhile, in Division I, St. John's Prep meets Hingham at 4:30 at Weston today. This is Prep coach John Pinchot.
Yeah, you get to these games, and one of the things that we try and focus on throughout the year is we have a home field advantage, but we don't want to do things differently because we're playing at home. So the warm-up stays the same. The routine stays the same. As big of a game as it is, we want to try and make everything feel the same in terms of how we prepare and how we warm up, and that hopefully mitigates some of that, you know, neutral site, travel, distractions, uncertainties. We've played some really big games on the road this year against really good teams, and so hopefully the guys can pull, you know, look back and think about those experiences and gain confidence from that.
Pinchon adds that he believes his team will be ready for today's game.
You want to be doing things you've practiced. I think we prepared for a as many possible scenarios that we can think of, and giving the guys an opportunity to at least think through them, if not play through them in practice. And finally, there's like an intensity that you want to see guys practice with on a daily basis that never will rival game intensity, but at least come close to it. And I think we've done a really good job of that. So today's, you know, going to be a light one in terms of what we do physically, but a massive task mentally. And it's just making sure everyone's locked in and knowing what we're supposed to do and doing it with a little bit of extra energy maybe, which is fine. It's end of the year here. So
again, St. John's Prep versus Hingham today at 4:30 out in Weston. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.